This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Jelani Cobb is a staff writer for The New Yorker, and he's also a historian and a professor of journalism at Columbia. So he's a pretty busy guy, and he has to choose his reading with care.
So when the summer rolls around, and you put books in your bag, either for the beach or you're now going to Australia for a long flight ahead of you. Do you take thick books of history, or is it thrillers, or how does it work?
No,
for you?
It's actually the opposite, because it's during the summer that I actually get to read seriously with history, to engage really with the literature that's come out, and you know, see where the field is going, mm-hmm. and things that I find interesting, and that during the year it's hard to keep track of.
So what are you going to be looking at this summer, or what should we be looking at this summer in the historical field?
Oh, there are lots of things, but there's a book that I have a bit of a conflict of interest in, because it was written by David Levering Lewis, who was my graduate advisor.
I think nobody's going to sue you for promoting a David Levering yeah, Lewis book.
No one will, I hope. Yeah. But it's a book about a Republican businessman who's tall and blue-eyed and has kind of rough-hewn manners, who comes out of nowhere and gets the Republican nomination for a presidency. Not the person that may come to mind immediately, yeah. but it's a biography of Wendell Willkie. And the thing that I found most compelling about this book was the portrait of the Republican Party in the middle part of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. And there's some things that are familiar. There are the themes of resistance to business regulation and skepticism about foreign entanglements and international obligations. But there's a kind of improbable point at which people do something we wouldn't imagine now, and they think about things in the bigger picture and bipartisan relationships, and there's a kind of line that people don't want to cross in terms of the distinctions between the two parties. And after he loses to Franklin Roosevelt,
and this is Roosevelt getting his third term. Did Willkie have a good shot at winning?
So he doesn't wind up winning, but he does something after that, which is that he seems to legitimately be interested in seeing Roosevelt have a successful third term, even going so far as to go on two separate envoy trips for the Roosevelt administration on the verge of the U.S. entry into the war. And we couldn't imagine something like that happening now. It's
no,
just
not
a completely
even close.
Different world.
Not even close. So David Levering Lewis's biography of Wendell Willkie. What else have you got coming?
Unexampled Courage. It's written by Judge Richard Gergel, whose name may be familiar to you in particular, because you sent me to South Carolina to cover the trial of Dylann Roof. Judge Gergel presided over that trial. And it's a fascinating story on its face, but again, it also has a kind of bigger implication to it. It's a narrative about a black soldier by the name of Isaac Woodard, who is on his way back home from World War II. He's just been discharged, and he goes from the Philippines to South Carolina and gets into an argument with a bus driver and is thrown off the bus and arrested. And what happens after this is subject to dispute, but what's not in question is that a sheriff by the name of Linwood Shull hits him multiple times, and the result is that he loses his eyesight, permanently blind, and the injuries are much more extensive than what one might expect based upon what the reports are. Interestingly, this happens in 1946. The Truman administration gets very involved in this. He directs his Justice Department to look into this, and they wind up bringing charges against the sheriff, And there's a trial which is presided over by a judge by the name of Wades Waring in Charleston, South Carolina. Judge Waring, who is not liberal on matters of race, looks at this case and is outraged at what happens, but nonetheless, a jury rules in favor of the sheriff. He's acquitted of the charges that are brought against him, and it seems to be a kind of regular Southern fait accompli.
But that's fascinating.
The aftermath is what becomes really interesting. It both sparks Judge Waring to move in a much more progressive direction in the bench, issuing rulings on civil rights that ultimately make him such a pariah that he leaves Charleston and lives out the rest of his life in New York.
You know, Jelani, you teach at Columbia, but it's okay that I think I see an Eric Foner title on the table. That's okay. It's all right. I'm Eric Foner, who's like the great historian of Reconstruction,
right,
and the Civil War as well. Foner is not a kid. He's got a new book coming out.
He has a new book coming out.
And God bless.
It's called The Second Founding, and I got an advance copy of it in the mail and picked it up and found it to be really pertinent, really interesting for contemporary reasons. Eric Foner makes a compelling argument that the unresolved questions of the American Revolution that linger around and intensify and culminate in the Civil War aren't really resolved. And the idea of how we want to approach democracy, and specifically the question of how we think about citizenship, really takes the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to put into place. And my interest in this was specifically around the 14th Amendment and the conversations we're having now as it relates to immigration, as it relates to all of the kind
voting
of
voting
rights, all of this civil rights thing. And so I think it's a good summer read for people who are interested in having a kind of deep context for the conversations we're having right now.
So just before we leave, Jelani, just give us the list one more time so we can get the syllabus for our summer reading.
Okay, that's great. So I have Eric Foner, The Second Founding. I have David Levering Lewis, The Improbable Wendell Willkie. And I have Unexampled Courage.
There you've got it. The syllabus for the summer is set. Jelani, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The New Yorker's Jelani Cobb. You can find all the books he mentioned at newyorkerradio.org.